Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello and welcome to Success Made Simple. This is Dr. Dave, your success coach. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for letting me help you. It's an extreme honor and a privilege that you would take time to listen to our podcast. It's amazing to see how it's helped so many people. We were named by Forbes magazine in the top 10 podcast for helping people achieve success and win in life. I think over 90 countries now download the podcast around the world. And so it is always an honor to be able to help lead people to reaching their dreams, achieving their dreams, or coming back from setbacks and mishaps and mistakes, which is what we've been talking about the last few weeks as we've been diving in a little deeper into the book I wrote called Another Shot. Maybe you've missed the last couple weeks. Go back and watch those. Or maybe you've just joined or heard about our Bounce Back program, our 40-day program called Bounce Back, based on the book Another Shot, with some videos and workbook pages along the way. Make sure you check that out. We'd love to have you join us on that journey as well, with daily videos for 40 days, just to kind of set you up for a comeback in any area of life that you may need. So each week we've been talking about different traits of a great rebounder. I believe basketball and life are so similar, or any sport in life are so similar. If you're a sports fan, you see a lot of those similarities. And even if you're not, I believe that what we're sharing with you, you'll get it. It'll make sense, and you'll be able to put it to practice in your life as well. I want to talk to you today about fearlessness. Courage is fear holding on a minute longer. Who said that? George Patton. I just watched the old movie Patton on a flight a few months ago, a long international flight. I got through all the movies, started going into the classics and watched Patton. But have you ever noticed what really frightens you? Is there anything that really makes you stop in your tracks, shutting you down mentally? Most people have numerous fears, some identified, some unidentified. It's a miracle that we function at all sometimes. Only God knows how many unrealized ambitions lie buried in the cemeteries around the world. How many unfulfilled visions, unachieved dreams. The primary inhibitor of great dreams is not the challenges that stand in the way of attaining them. I think the primary inhibitor is not the work, we talked about that, that is required to achieve the objective. The primary inhibitor of greatness, of you bouncing back or starting in the first place, is fear. It's one of the strongest types of fear. One of the strongest types is the fear of the unknown. You know, they say that the fear of speaking is one of the greatest fears people have, speaking in front of people, speaking in public. So the majority of people, that's their biggest fear. So the majority of people would rather be the one in the casket than the one doing the eulogy. What if that's the biggest fear? We don't know what's going to happen, so that we don't try anything. What if is perhaps the most deadly question a person can ever ask himself. What if I can't find a publisher for my manuscript? What if I can't make enough money to keep my business afloat? What if I apply to the university and get turned down? What if I ask her out on a date and she says no? What we rarely consider when we are contemplating great leaps forward is that surprisingly positive things can happen to us just as easily as surprisingly negative things. I live my life so much on that statement from the Bible. You have not because you ask not. Because you just ask them. Well, all they can say is no. All they can say is no. If we work hard, if we make smart decisions and surround ourselves with good people, good things can happen just as frequently as bad things can happen. What if it does work out? What if everything goes perfectly? I mean, For some reason, the human psyche won't let us believe in ourselves and the positive aspects of life. We always think the negative instead of the positive. We believe that others can do great things, but not us. He said, really? Listen, I'm not talking to you about something I don't believe. Years ago, before I started my ultimate life experience, where business people and entrepreneurs come from all over the world to join me for 3 days in Orlando, for years I had this dream to start it, but I was afraid no one would come. Really? You mean you were? I was. Christine, my wife, wanted to start a women's conference. I go, oh, we'll pack that out. Let me help you. And I helped her put on women's conference for years. And women came from all over to her conference. But I was afraid to do my own because I was afraid no one would show up. I'm not talking to you about something that I haven't dealt with myself. That the comfort zone that you have created for yourself can easily become your darkest prison if you allow it to. I agree that it is. It's nice to have a reasonable amount of predictability in one's life, but to be safe at the expense of being fulfilled is to miss out on life completely. You cannot get from here to there without venturing beyond your comfort zone. I made a decision just in the past few months of my life and for my family to do something outside of my comfort zone. I mean, everything was going great. I had life under control. I mean, didn't have a care in the world. I mean, yeah, there's always those little things. But business as well. We're traveling all over the world, helping people. My dream had come true, and God said, hey, I've got something different for you to do. It wasn't just, oh, well, let's do it. No, it was out of my comfort zone. And it's stretching me to learn more and to do more. But to step out and do something different and to be fearless in the process. And we're seeing stride, not as quick as I want to, but we're seeing strides along the way. Another type of fear that plays havoc on our success is the fear of failure. Even in this venture I was just talking about, well, what if it doesn't work? What if I can't do it? What if it doesn't succeed the way I think it will? What if I don't have what it takes to make it? It happens to all of us. Now, in the game of basketball, let's get back to that. I don't want to get too personal. You know I don't like to do that. At least that's what my wife tells me. Shooting free throws is tremendously difficult for some basketball players, right? In practice, they can shoot free throws all day long, hitting a majority of their attempts. But these players, usually the less experienced ones, find it virtually impossible to sink a free throw in a tense situation in the game with limited time on the clock and a bunch of fans right behind the goal waving stuff, trying to distract them while they're trying to make it. Free throws are difficult for a lot of players because, unlike other shots in the game, free throws are uncontested. The referee hands the ball to the player. The player has 10 seconds to take a shot. Nobody's guarding him. Nobody's standing between him and the goal. It's just the player and the ball and, well, 20,000 people in the arena and 2 million people watching on television. So the player has time to think about the shot he's gonna take. And then fear sets in like rigor mortis. His muscles tighten, his mouth gets dry, his knees start to shake. But because for the first time in the game, he has an opportunity to think about what he's getting ready to do. And the fear of missing this simple, straightforward shot with nobody blocking him becomes more than they can bear sometimes. In life, the fear of failure often keeps us from doing great things because we'd rather remain in a place of safety than risk taking a shot and coming short of the goal. But what if we knew what great people know? We wouldn't probably feel this way, would we? That's what I'm trying to help you. I've studied, I've spent tens of thousands of hours studying great achievers. What made them great? What qualities, what traits? Every great person has achieved his goal by falling down a few times along the way. Past failures, it's one of the ways to get wisdom is to learn from your mistakes. those past failures have made him wiser, not more foolish. Past misses have made him stronger, not weaker. You can learn from your mistakes. It's the slowest way to learn from your mistakes, but it is one of the ways. The third type of fear is the fear of criticism. Now, if you heard me tell the story of Kobe Bryant and I, and how I got the name for the book Another Shot, he made the statement, you can't let the fear of failure or the fear of criticism keep you from trying again. You just got to take another shot. And for most people, the need to be admired is quite stronger than we might think. The need to be accepted is absolutely essential, and essential as the air we breathe. Human beings are gregarious in nature. So even though most of us think of ourselves as unique or different, the fact is that we are all hesitant to wander too far from the expectations of the flock. So fear sweeps over us whenever we start thinking about doing something that might jeopardize our reputations or threaten our relationships. And this deep fear, it's so deep-seated because it starts such an early stage in our life. As kids, we learn that rejection is, we learn what it's like when we experience the pain of being picked last for the softball game or for the kickball team, because being turned down when we ask someone to accompany us, to go with us to the dance. Rejection is painful. Mockery is even more painful. I mean, what child hasn't experienced a little bullying? What adolescent hasn't experienced the trauma of trying to earn his or her way into the in crowd to sit at the cool kids' table? And as adults, we do almost anything to avoid looking bad in front of people, especially those people whose approval we're seeking. You ever seen someone when they walking down a sidewalk and they trip and they try to play it off? Like, well, we don't even know those people. We don't want them to think we're clumsy or we're not cool or what. Yeah, I did that on purpose. Yeah, yeah. We'll do almost anything to avoid failing in front of our peers and competitors. But success in life is rarely dependent on just one shot, one isolated moment. Success is the result of a long-term commitment to your goal. And at times along the journey, you'll make shots worthy of the evening news. And other times you'll completely bomb. And those will make the evening news as well. But in the end, it's not the player who makes the most spectacular dunk. It's about the team that has performed best over the course of the game. So ignore the criticism. Let me give you the fourth type of fear. That you might get hurt. Maybe emotionally, maybe financially. If you're in sports, maybe physically, but those are a couple that people think about a lot: emotionally, financially. The reality of life is that I can assure you is life is unpredictable. The weatherman can predict the weather 10 years in the future better than you and I can predict the outcome of the choices that we make today, because life is filled with too many variables and too many uncontrollable factors. That's why I always say, write your goals in pencil. You're going to have to go back and change them sometimes. Some people get so, no, this is what, now some things change. Life changes. You've heard the whole butterfly effect. You know, a butterfly flapping its wings in San Francisco can change the weather in Singapore. It's uncontrollable factors that happen that provide us with any guarantees regarding our decisions. We've got a new book actually coming out on decision making, how to make right decisions, and because decisions are important. But it's why ambitious people must continue shooting at their goals in spite of the fears that haunt them. They learn to overcome their fears. I've had to learn to overcome a lot of fear to get me where I am today. To get me, I had to, there's the fear of failure. There's the fear of what other people think. There so many, the fear, I grew up poor. So when I make financial decisions, it's one of my greatest fears. I never want to be broke again. I never want to be poor again. I've been there. I've done that. I don't want to go back there. So I sometimes won't make decisions I could make, or my sometimes my I'm very conservative with my investing, with my goals, because I just don't want to miss it. So here's the thing. Whatever it may be that you're facing, whatever it may be, I hate needles. I hate needles. And I don't like to go to the doctor. I hate going to the doctor's office, because I just, what if they give me a shot? And I had to learn, I mean, the girls, they'd laugh at me, the nurses, because there comes this big old guy, and I'm like, I need to lay down. I need to hold a ball and squeeze it and picture a dream of Hawaii, play Hawaiian music on my phone, just to get a little shot. Now I've overcome that failure. I didn't hate it when the doctor reached for the needle. I could see it, but then when I saw the needle, I began to freak out. You hated that experience because you hated the pain that resulted from it. Yet you knew it was necessary, right? And this is the way it is with ambition. With great ambition, there will be pain on the journey toward achievement. So unfortunately, a lot of us abandon our dreams in order to avoid the hurt that we know we'll have to endure in order to do great things. And this is one of the reasons that so many people live their lives without ever trying to pursue their goals. They'd rather just live a life of mediocrity than get a shot at the doctor's office. Bad things might happen. Bad things might not happen. How about that? You can't afford to fear things that don't even exist. So just be smart and count the cost. If the goals that consume you are worth the risk you must take, then take those risks, because nothing is worse than sacrificing your passions for something that might never even occur. Besides, even if you do get some bumps and bruises along the way, they'll fade away. They'll fade. But the glory of the achievement will endure for a lifetime. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who can help you get where you want to go. People who understand the nature of the game. It's not about perfection, but about scoring. It's not about whether you hit the shot the first time or you rebound and take another shot. It's that you keep shooting until you score. Draw encouragement and your support from those who know you best, who believe in you. Do something meaningful with your life, so you won't be a pessimist judging the performance of others from the safety of the bleachers. Get out there and play. The world rewards action, not just thought. And even though we admire people who can dream, and even though we highly esteem great thinkers and philosophers and pundits who put forth noble ideas, the world always has been impressed with those who move beyond the thinking stage and do something, because people of action are fearless people. Take your shot. If you don't hit it, guess what? You can take another one. You can try again. Noble achievement hardly ever happens on the first attempt. Take another shot. Bounce back. Grab that rebound. Go for it. It's not over. Listen, you got to overcome fear. No fear. No fear. We've heard so much about faith over fear throughout the last several months with COVID. But in the pursuit of your dreams, you've got to have faith over fear. What if it doesn't work out? What if it does? Hey, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach. Thank you again for joining me on another episode of Success Made Simple. Again, like, share this, tell your friends about it, subscribe to our YouTube channel, make sure we have your email on, go to davemartin.org. We'd love to stay connected with you. Make sure you get our e-blast and all the other things that are happening. And who knows, before long, we may have another ultimate life experience and you could join me live for 3 days. It'll be an amazing time. We have a great time every time we do it. If you haven't joined our Bounce Back 40-Day Bounce Back program, you'll see a link as well that you can find out more about that. Or go to davemartin.org, get a copy of the book, Another Shot. When you do, from davemartin.org, we send a book to an inmate. Plus, you get the 40 videos. And, well, there's a whole program that goes with it that will help you And you and I can spend the next 40 days together every day. When you wake up, I'll be there. Hey, have a blessed day. Make the rest of your week the best of your week. See you next week here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.